You might not think about it this way, but television sets and other electronics are hazardous waste once they're broken down. They're loaded with lead, arsenic, and other dangerous chemicals which end up in landfills around the world. The eCycle Washington program provides free recycling for unwanted TVs, computers, monitors, and e-readers. Miles Kuntz is with the State Department of Ecology.
People need to know if they're giving their materials to somebody who's taking it for free, they should ask where it's going, what's happening to it. That's one of the pluses of the eCycle Washington program, is that the Department of Ecology does oversee the recycling and make sure that it is done responsibly.
Some of the more functional computers and TVs get a second life through sales at charities, but with technology improving rapidly, some outmoded stuff ends up being exported to countries such as China and India. That's because Washington State has no legal control over foreign trade. That creates a dangerous loophole, says Jim Puckett with the Basel Action Network, an environmental watchdog group.
Many of these things are now being looked at internationally, and they're illegal in countries that are not the United States. Like in Europe, it's illegal to export this type of material to developing countries.
Puckett says the state is moving in the right direction with the Department of Ecology's program, but he also points out its limitations. His organization is trying to address these areas with a certification program for recyclers called e-stewards. The program provides yearly independent audits to ensure e-waste is disposed of properly and not exported. It also works with recyclers that accept peripherals like fax machines and cell phones and ensures that private data is destroyed. The program is 1 year old and growing, with most metropolitan areas covered. Monica Spain, KPLU News.